One of the things that happened with cetuximab that I found a bit disappointing is that the FDA package insert, when it came out, recommended antihistamine administration with every dose, and I believe even made a specific recommendation of 50 milligrams of diphenhydramine or the equivalent. Well, I find those drugs unpleasant to take personally. If I get a cold and take an antihistamine, I feel like a zombie. And there are other more serious concerns as well with these drugs. And so if we need to do it, we need to do it. But in fact, that's not the way the original trials were done. That's not the way we were using cetuximab from the get-go. And so our practice, both in our initial clinical trials and in our routine practice at Memorial since the drug's been commercially available, is to give 50 milligrams of diphenhydramine as an antihistamine pre-med with the first dose, because virtually all of the allergic reactions, if they happen, are first dose reactions. We give 25 milligrams of diphenhydramine with the second dose, probably for no good reason. And then we don't give any more antihistamine after that. And we will present a poster here with over 4,000 doses of cetuximab administered without antihistamine after the first two doses with no allergic reactions during that time.